need to know news here on the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. This is sad, even though it didn't happen in America. I'm like, dang, could you imagine this? A massive fire engulfed Brazil's National Museum on Sunday, destroying priceless artifacts dating back centuries. Like, I think 20 million different pieces were in there, they said, and they don't know the exact damage yet. Firefighters from seven different stations worked throughout the night to put out the blaze, but even as the flames were going from place to place, the 200-year-old building just could not handle it. Brazilian President Michel Temer said the losses were too great to be calculated. Could you imagine if our entire U.S. history, or a majority of it, was just destroyed? Like, everything that made us who we are.
I'm sure some people would love that, but that would be very, very sad.
God, that's just terrible right there. Stranger Things fans, we got some cool news for you. There's now a Stranger Things corn maze in Lafayette. It opens up at Exploration Acres in Lafayette on September 4th. It's going to go through October 28th, so right around Halloween. It's about the size of 15 football fields.
Time to take a trip up to Tippecanoe.
That's too damn big for me. I'm afraid I'll get lost in there. I'm going to need like a little tracker bracelet so I don't, you know, have a problem getting out. And there's about 10 miles long of the path, so you get a workout in. It includes familiar pictures from the show and the design, the main characters riding their bikes along the bottom. So
I'm interested in that.
I was reading more into this. The technology they use, like, they do a digital printout, and then, like, as they go and plant the seeds for it to grow, it, like, puts it in the exact spot so the corn will grow here. I'm like, I just thought that they had to go through there and, like, chop down the corn as they went. But I guess that's working smart and not hard, because that's what I would do if I had a corn maze. I'm like, all right, got to go cut all this down now in a pattern. Dang it, Jimmy, you messed it up.
My grandparents live there, and I'm up there all the time, so I might have to go to that.
Oh, you're going to love it. Do you have a problem falling asleep? Because there's a new thing out saying this is how you fall asleep in just 10 minutes.
I'd love to know. Tell me.
Okay, here's what you do. There's a new book which reveals the secret method, according to the U.S. military, that they use to get their soldiers to go to sleep. The book titled Relax and Win, Championship Performance, it has this information. First, you have to relax the muscles in your face. Don't do this now. Do this later. Relax the muscles in your face, including your tongue, jaw, and the muscles that are around your eyes. Then you should drop your shoulders as low as they'll go before relaxing your upper and lower arms on one side and then the other. And step three involves breathing. You should breathe out, relax your chest. Finally, relax your legs. You should start with your thighs and then move to your lower legs. Once you've relaxed your body for 10 seconds, you have to clear your mind. Well, that's the dang problem.
You lost me at the first step. That was too much. I don't know what's happening.
I can never clear my mind at night. It's like 10, 11, 12. I'm like, damn, where are all these ideas at that I needed them earlier in the day?
Yeah, that's how it always is.
It's always like the most random things. Like, why am I thinking about this? And do you know why we're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day? Any clue why you're not supposed to do that?
No, I don't really follow that rule.
Look at you, you rule breaker. No one actually knows, like, where that saying came from, but here's at least two ideas that maybe can make sense of it. The practical idea is that because it was so hot back in the day, and obviously they didn't have air conditioning, if you wear white, that's the lightest color, it's going to help you stay cool. I mean, especially back in the day, too, like, you weren't just showing off everything, you had to cover everything up.
Was it because in the winter, if you're wearing white, you get lost?
That's a good idea, too. Winter is coming. Have you seen Sarah? No! We lost her! They're saying it was, though, to try to stay cool. And they also say, too, as fall came and rain would come, things could get muddy, you know, that awkward time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe your clothes could get more stained. That's one idea. The other one, to me, also makes sense, and it comes as kind of a status symbol to separate, like, oh, I'm rich and you're not. The rich people could afford to get a new wardrobe or new clothing. Like, whenever, like, after
like
Labor
every
Day.
Season?
Yeah, so everybody would wear white, but like, oh, brand new. Did you see Alex in her brand new fancy pants?
Pip, pip, pip.
Pip, pip, pip. Oh, you're poor. You're wearing white. Look at the poor people over here. I imagine that's how they talk. So I don't know if either one of those are right. Those are theories. I mean, it kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah. I guess I can believe that.
At least staying cool, man. I don't know how people did it back in the day without air conditioning. I would die. That's Joe's Need to Know News.